What is up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 155 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So as you likely know by now, this is not just about becoming physically stronger. Iron Will Strength is about becoming stronger everywhere. Strong body, strong mind, strong life. And all those things are interconnected. I think you find, we talk about this often, strength in the body and the mind soon follows. When you become physically stronger, it changes you mentally, emotionally, and you become stronger on the inside as well. And start to just see things differently, approach your life differently. And I've seen this countless times. So this idea has been reaffirmed to me over and over. But I think also if you look at anything that we do, really, our ultimate goal is kind of happiness / quality of life, right? At some level, all of us who decided to start working out, losing weight, getting healthier, getting stronger, whatever we're doing, at some level we believe that this is going to somehow make us happier and give us a better quality of life. And I believe that it does. That's why so many people are drawn to it. That's why so many people do it. But there's so many factors that make up quality of life and call it happiness or life satisfaction. And I think we see that if we look at, we've all known people that seem to have it all but are miserable. So on paper, they have all the, all the things, but they never seem to be happy or satisfied. And then we see people that have nothing, seemingly have nothing, nothing at least in the maybe tangible terms, and yet they seem to be happy and joyful and really happy to be alive and even a good quality of life. Particularly, I think that is noticeable in other countries, at least in my experience from what I've seen. Doesn't appear to be that way as much here. So what's that about, right? How do we have people that seem to have so much but don't seem to be fulfilled, and see people that seem to have so little yet they are fulfilled? Well, I think there's probably several factors to that, but I believe there's one that's pretty integral to that feeling. And I laughed because you guys have heard me talk about, when people ask me, where do I get ideas for podcasts? And they pop up in the strangest ways. So yesterday I was building some Legos with my son, John. John's six now. He's full on into Legos. And he likes to have me help him. And I don't, he humors me by telling me that I'm good at building, but he's really the builder. I'm really just a helper. So what he likes to have me help him do is find Legos. So if any guys that have kids with Legos, or I'm sure you have an idea, when you have a kid who's into Legos, you end up with bins upon bins of tiny Legos, all different shapes, sizes, colors. In a perfect world, they're all separated for about 2 days, and then they're all mixed together. So he'll be building something, and he'll need a certain part. It's got three buttons, and it's this big, and it's blue, and it has this on this side, and it has to be the exact part. I don't know what it is, but there's something about these kids that build Legos, and it can't even be almost the right part, because that would actually still work. They really need this exact one. So he'll often ask me to help him find specific Legos. And there's something kind of cathartic about that when I finally give over to just this very simple task of getting down to my hands and knees and going through these thousands of Legos and finding this specific one. So yesterday I was doing this, and I was building something, and I was looking for specific pieces. And it was fascinating that every time, I'm literally looking at a bin of, call it 500 pieces that are all the same color. Okay, we're using beige. There's fucking 500 little 1-inch or less size, shapes, things that are beige. And I need these things for, building like a corner or something like that. So I need four of these things that are the same shape, same size. And I find one. And then I start looking for the other ones, and I see the other one. I mean, within 3 seconds, I found all four of them. four things, there's probably eight of these things in 500. That's pretty outstanding that they just popped up, right? And that happened several times yesterday with several different shapes that I was looking for. And it reminded me of when we just talk about if you've ever gone to get a new car or a different car. So you decide, hey, I'm tired of this. I'm going to look at car X. You're looking at a certain brand, certain style, certain color. Maybe you're online looking at it. Maybe you're at the lot looking at it. You decide this is probably what you're going to get, but you haven't gotten it yet. For the next week, you will see that car everywhere, right? You'll be driving, you'll see, oh, there's one of those. There's one of those. You've never noticed these things before, but all of a sudden they're everywhere. I'd be very curious if this has happened to you, because it's happened to me several times and lots of people that I've talked to. So what is that, right? Do these cars all of a sudden just start appearing because you've decided that you're going to buy one, or have they been there the whole time and you never noticed them, right? Do these Legos that I'm looking for just suddenly surface and float to the surface, or am I just seeing them because I'm actually looking for them? So this is a phenomenon that I call look for the good. And this is not something I came up with. This is something I've read about several times, but I'm just experiencing it. It's becoming obvious to me that how this affects people. Look for the good. So what that means is I'm going to notice and I'm going to find what I'm looking for. So if I wake up and I approach my day with the thought process of the things that are wrong, the things that are lacking, the things that I'm not quite satisfied with or happy with, those are the things I'm going to find. Those are the things I'm going to pay attention to. Those are the things that are going to come to the surface and be at the edge of my consciousness all day. That's not going to lead to a productive or enjoyable day. It's not going to lead to a good quality of life for my day, because I'm going to be focusing on all the things I don't have, all the things that I'm not, all the things I have not yet accomplished, all the things that I want to be that I'm not, right? So it's a fine line when you're trying to go through a journey of kind of self-improvement and growth and wanting to be better physically, mentally, financially, in your career. You know, one quality of successful people is always wanting to get better and improve and look forward. And I think that is a good and essential quality to get out of bed in the morning, right? Is to want better. But there is a balance between appreciating what you've got, appreciating how far you've come, and looking forward with enjoyment and anticipation of things getting better and changing and improving in the future, but also really being able to live in the moment and enjoy the things that you have and your accomplishments so far. That is a very difficult line to walk. Most people tend to either only look ahead and really never enjoy the process of where they are, or they seem to just never be motivated to go forward, so they're just kind of wallowing in where they are, but they're not really enjoying it. So one of the keys, I believe, to that, for me anyway, is to look for the good and approach each day looking for the things that bring me joy and bring me happiness and bring me satisfaction that I have accomplished, what I've done, how far I've come, what changes I have made, things that I'm proud of, things that I'm looking forward to doing or haven't done yet, or maybe I'm not where I thought I would be, and I'll be aware of those things, but I'm not going to dwell on those things. I'm going to try to look at those things in a positive light, because you will definitely notice the things that you decide to think about, right? There are many, many proverbs and expressions about that. You know, is that, you know, what you spend your time thinking about is what you will become. You know, how you spend your day, the things you think about throughout the day will determine things that you do and who you become. So when we focus on the things that we don't have and the things that we aren't doing yet or whatever, what we haven't accomplished, it takes up a lot of our mental real estate. So I'd encourage you guys to kind of start training your brain to think about not being satisfied in a I'm done and I give up way, because that's certainly not what we're talking about. But if it's your physical journey, you know, take stock in what you've done so far, how far you've come from when you started. And I don't care if you started 2 weeks ago. Be proud of yourself that you've done it for 2 weeks so far, because maybe you've never made it even 2 weeks. You know, maybe you've had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get 6 o'clock workouts in. Pat yourself on the back for that, because most people aren't doing that. You know, you can find good and something to be proud of in literally almost anything. Even if you're in a state where you don't feel proud of a whole lot, there are going to be things that you can find. But as you train your brain to focus on those things, continue to look ahead and set goals and achievements that you want to accomplish, but don't forget to take the time to look for the good in what you have done and in what your daily life is and the things about it that you can appreciate. I mean, you've heard of this by now, I'm sure, about gratitude journals and taking, you know, 5 minutes for gratitude every morning or every night, but that really, really is not just a wishy-washy bullshit thing. That's a real thing. It really changes the way you'll view your day and your life. And oftentimes, if you think about things that you're stressed about, you know, I think about Coach Lauren right now is looking at purchasing a home and going through all that. And that's very stressful and exciting, right? And it's easy to get stressed out about all the challenges that come with that. But if you instead take that situation for a minute, and instead of focusing all the challenges and the house that fell through and the house that didn't get a good inspection and the amount of money that you didn't get approved for and the home that you wanted but someone else got first, think about the fact that you're actually in a position you can buy a fucking house. You can buy a fucking home that you own. You've gotten to the point in your life where you can actually purchase a home. That's a big fucking deal, right? So things, little things like that, switching that focus instead of all the negative challenges that come with it, but the fact that you have an ability to do that. Right? And you can take that into anything. I do that constantly with, you know, with the business. If challenges come up, if, you know, there's so much little bullshit involved in running a business that you have no idea if you don't do it. I certainly never did. I'm still learning and running into all these things that I forgot about, didn't know about, wasn't prepared to encounter. Taxes and all these just legal things, like literally it seems like left and right just come at you out of nowhere and keep punching in your face. You know, I don't dwell on those things. I get sucked into that every once in a while and focus only on that, and I'm miserable. I try to consciously remind myself that I have the ability to do something I love every single day with people that I love. And I have flexibility and I have freedom. So even if I have to run into all these challenges on a daily basis, you know, I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm helping people, and I'm hopefully providing a place for people to get stronger, feel better, and also for people to work and do what they love. So that comes with, you know, comes with some negative stuff, right? So which one are we going to focus on? You know, because that's going to really affect every day of my life. Whichever of those things I decide to focus on is going to determine if I have a great and rewarding, enjoyable day, because I'm focusing on the fact that I get to do this for a living. And all those good things, or I can focus on all the challenges and how stressful it is and how much easier it would be to just go, you know, work for somebody else. So just keep that in mind, guys, because that can really change a lot of things just depending on what you put your mental energy towards throughout the day. Have a strong day, and I will talk to you soon.